And our next item is going to be report by our regional board members. So I will start on my left, Mr. Johnston.
I have nothing to report.
Like all the board members that attended the Water Quality Control Committee in Sacramento, I enjoyed it and learned a lot. And that's what I like about this board is you're always learning. And after that meeting, there was a field trip that I was able to attend. And I was really impressed with Ken Harris, who communicated a whole bunch that day with the cattlemen ranchers of our area that wanted to have a workshop on water quality and its relation with livestock grazing. And it was one of those occasions where you see that the public that are regulated look to the water board and government in general as sort of an abyss that they have no really good feelings for. But when there's a face put to the agency, they significantly relax and feel a lot closer or more comfortable with the whole situation and not so afraid. And I think it's because Ken had such a nice demeanor of sort of disarming any feelings of tension or worry about what's coming in the future. I think their main worry is that what's coming in the future might be arbitrary, and he let them know, you know, that nothing's going to happen that's not fair if firm, but that if they do the right thing, which most of them may already be doing, they have nothing to worry about at all. So it was good for me as a board member to attend that workshop, and I really appreciated Lisa McCann was able to provide expertise when Ken asked for it, and it was a good team from the board to represent us to the ranching community.
Thank you, Mayor Delgado. Mr. Young?
Not really a board item, but kind of related. It has to do with SGMA and the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Tuesday, I went to the Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors hearing, and they had an agenda item for the first time for Santa Barbara County, where staff was presenting what SGMA is all about and what their responsibilities and duties are going to be, and opportunities. There was discussion about the county approaching DWR with a boundary line adjustment for the Cuyama Basin. This would result in a shrinking of the Cuyama groundwater area. That was something supported by staff because of some recent work done by USGS. There was also, you know, presentation on the other aquifers that are listed under Bulletin 118, the San Antonio Basin and the San Ynez Basin. So I think it was interesting just to be an observer and to watch the board's interaction with staff and to see, you know, what their issues were. Unfortunately, this agenda item came at the end of the day, and after about a three-hour session where the board was dealing with what to do about either the Santa Maria jail or the jail in, was it Santa Barbara?
The North County
jail. I didn't track it that much, but I think maybe they were a little, I want to say, maybe brain dead by the end of that item. And everything else on the end of the agenda just seemed to go along a little more quickly, as I think we can relate to sometimes. So interesting to observe and to watch.
Thank you. in my case, like my fellow board members, I attended the Water Quality committee meeting in Sacramento on October 12th and 13th. On October 26th, I met with the county, San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Bruce Gibson, and had Dr. Monica Hunter join me to propose that the county consider a repurposing program for the septic tanks in Los Osos. The Coastal San Luis RCD has a very successful program right now called Storm Reward, which is paying for rain barrels, cisterns, small footprint LIDs for driveway replacement, rain gardens, etc. So what was presented to Supervisor Gibson was the concept of not abandoning these septic structures, but put them to a new use for water and capturing and improving the shallow groundwater. And this was very well received, and in fact, the action step is that this is now in the pipeline, so to speak, as one of the projects of consideration in Los Osos, because time was running out. Next year is when the county is going to start sending notice of abandonments for the septic system. So the county public works is going to be fully engaged in this project, and the benefit will be that some grant funding will be available for this repurposing. The next meeting that I attended is on November the 10th at Cal Poly, and the appointment secretary of Governor Mauna Pasquale attended a workshop at Cal Poly, and I was requested by the governor's office to attend. And it's basically the governor's office, a bit of a recruitment campaign going to different locations and universities to promote individuals to join some of the many hundreds of boards that the governor has responsibility for. So in fact, at this meeting where a board member of the Coastal Commission, a board member of the California Board for Architects, and a newly appointed board member for the animal medicine. Then on November 12th, this was also held at Cal Poly, the governor's drought task force met for San Luis Obispo County, and the meeting was attended and chaired by Vice Chair Fran Spivey Weber of the State Water Board, State Office of Emergency, County Office of Emergency, the Deputy Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. There were four members of the governor's office, and we had a very good representation of the mayors of all the various cities here within the county. I would say 90% of the mayors were in attendance. The county was represented by Supervisor Gibson, and there was also representation from the various major water districts. This is one of the very few times where you actually have all these different, you know, local municipalities meeting together. So I think it was great that, you know, by using the governor's office, you know, as the umbrella to say, okay, let's all meet in one room and let's have a serious discussion about, you know, drought, what's working, what's not working. And there was also an element of discussion in preparedness for this winter in anticipation for El Nino. Then on November 13th, I attended at the county building the R Region 3 and Department of Drinking Water Coordination meeting in regard predominantly to address disadvantaged communities, small water treatment systems for denitrification of drinking water from wells. That was a very interesting presentation because State Board was there giving a presentation on the challenges associated with you know, the various technologies. And we had representation from the disadvantaged community liaison. And you know, we had five of our of our staff attending this meeting, and UCLA gave a presentation on a proposed pilot project which would take place in the northern part of our central coast as a pilot project to demonstrate the feasibility of denitrification for small water treatment, drinking water treatment systems. So that's my report.